I was in the middle of dictation for Cornelius Baron, date of birth 11/14/1981, and date of accident 7/18/2021, date of service 6/30/2022. History of presenting illness was done, and we are in the middle of the system review, and I'll begin. In neurology and psych, patient complaints of headaches and difficulty sleeping, weakness, loss of balance, anxiety, and depression. However, the patient has no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, seizures. There's no history of any confusion, disorientation, loss of memory, or even focus problem or any other issue. In the pain and numbness, patient has a ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, the pain in the right shoulders, and hip pain. In the GI patient, had no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there's no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. And no changes in the pain level, except he reports that the pain medication, Tal number 3, is not helping him. And the pain level has remained the same. There are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. And substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is, the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 124/84, pulse is 74, pulse ox 99. The rest of the physical examination same from the previous visit of 6/9/2022, dictation number 0613-068, along with diagnosis, plan of care. I have referred this gentleman, Cornelius Baron, to Dr. Louis Redden, a spine specialist of Michigan, to identify either a surgery for the cervical spine and lumbar spine or spinal cord stimulation. He's going for a second consultation since Dr. Prebill at iSpine did not want to operate upon him. He does have 3 discs herniated in the cervical and L5-S1 1 disc in the lumbar. With the consultation will be approved and then patient will decide. I do not believe additional shots may or may not help. I am available for him. Once he decides that he doesn't want any surgery or even spinal cord stimulation, I'll be more than happy to provide him with additional steroid injections to bring some help with the option, with the second option. The patient is provided with a new prescription, Celebrex, 200 milligrams twice a day, with gabapentin, 600 milligrams twice a day, Wellbutrin, 150 milligrams XL once a day, lidocaine ointment, and Ambien tablet, 5 milligrams. 2 refills are provided. In addition, patients provided with Flexeril 10 milligrams twice a day, 1 or 2 PRN, and then Norco 7.5/3/25 daily on a PRN basis. The MRIs were reviewed with the patient, and patient is provided with a physical therapy to continue 2 times per week, along with off work disability. Thank you. He'll be seen in 30 days time after he has achieved all the consultations. He has also been advised to continue the neuropsych therapy. Thank you.